We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is a Patriots Monday. Now it's time to talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots. That is Mac Jones. Brought to you by Arbella Insurance. Arbella, here for New England, here for good. By Mass General Cancer Center, by Northeast Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. And joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is Mac Jones. Mac, how you doing? Did you watch a lot of football yesterday in the off day?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good. We're good. So did you sit around and watch a lot of football?
Yeah, I watched a little bit. I think bad at soccer, too, right?
The World there you
Cup,
go.
So fun.
Oh,
that was fun.
World US soccer.
Lost, but yeah, I like to watch soccer. It's fun.
Oh, nice. I like it. So you sat around, watched a little soccer Saturday, a little football on Sunday. Sounds like an eventful weekend for you. It's nice.
Yeah, super eventful.
All right, so, Mac, I got to get right to it. I want to ask you the question. So, you know, I know another frustrating night for you guys Thursday offensively. We saw some of that emotion on the sidelines. Do you feel like your offensive coaches put you in a position to succeed?
Yeah, I think we're all working together and working really hard, and that's all you can ask for. And we have a plan each week, and we try to adjust that plan and make it the best we can. And as players, we just have to go out there and do it right and do it as best we can. And we need to put a better, you know, showing on the field than what we put on the field in our last game. So that's really it. I mean, it's all about hard work and doing the right things during the week. And then once you get to the game, I mean, the hay's in the barn, right? You just got to go out there and play and play fast and play for each other. And beyond the X's and O's, it's more about a mentality. So we definitely need to work on our mentality of, hey, we're going to go out there and all 11 of us are going to do our job and see what happens. And the result's going to be a lot better.
You know, the reason why I say this is watching football yesterday, and it's just, I think from the outside looking in, it's you see other teams with creativity and, you know, doing what you do best. I know you've had your numbers with play action and RPOs and just, you know, red zone creativity, those sort of things. People wonder, like, do you want to do more? Do you want to do more of that? Throw the ball downfield, more RPOs, more play action.
Yeah, I think every game is different, right? When you watch around the league and things like that, it's, how are they attacking that week? And sometimes it's things that, you know, you might not realize until you have to watch the other defense, right, and see, all right, well, we want to do this, but is it really the best idea? And I think for us, it's just going out there and doing the plays better. And we have the plan. We know what we're supposed to do. We just got to do it together. And it starts with me in practice and all that. And it comes down to execution. Yeah, there's cool plays, but end of the day, they're all plays, right? And if 11 guys are doing it right, then it's going to look good on the field. So that's kind of where we're at. And it just depends, you know, on your opponent. You can't, you know, say you're going to do all these cool, fun trick plays, right? But it really just depends on what they're doing over there. And you got to take away what they do well. And then obviously you want to do what you do well. So at the end of the day, it all comes back to winning. So we want to win, and every game's different. For us as an offense, we want to put enough points up there to win. And last game, we didn't do that. So we have to look at it and say, all right, what can we do to score more points and, you know, give our defense a little breather? And, you know, at the end of the day, we look up and we won.
So, you know, you talk about the mentality. Is that kind of like where it seems like there's a lot of frustration with, you know, offensive players, specifically you on the sideline with the whole, you know, comments that you already addressed about, you know, throwing it down the field, and Kendrick Bourne in the locker room talking about like the scheme needs to be better. Like, how are you guys managing those emotions with doing what you're saying to do, playing better, but not having a different outcome.
Yeah, I think we're all super competitive, and it shows that we care, coaches, players, the fans, everybody involved in this thing. We all care. So that's the number one thing, right? If you don't care, then you don't have a chance. So that's the biggest thing, is knowing that and then obviously funneling it the right way to be super competitive. All right, how do we come together? How do we play for each other? You know, all 11 on the same page. And then, like you're talking about, the results will change. And it's a mentality, and it's something that we've talked about, but we just really need to harp on it as an offense. And honestly, we're not in a bad spot here. So we just got to go out there and compete, put more points on the board and execute better, and then obviously win the game. Whatever we have to do to win at this point, that's what we need to do. So we understand that, and every week's going to be different. And when you get to the game, it might be different. You might have thought, all right, we're going to score 35 points today, but it ends up we only scored 17. And at the end of the day, if that's enough to win, then we should be fine with that.
So, Mac, real quickly, when you talk about you're in a good spot, do you mean based on the standings in the AFC or as far as just the emotional makeup of the team?
I mean, honestly, everything. I think, you know, we obviously have – we're going to go in tomorrow, right, and then kind of break everything down. And I think at the end of the day, we just have to continue to come together, and players, coaches, everybody involved, and just continue to work, and that's all you can do. Can't really control the other stuff. What happened in the past has happened in the past, but we got to have the right mindset and attitude and positivity and things like that, which is really hard when you're not necessarily doing great right now. But that's what great leaders and great players and great teams do. They work through their adversity, and then next thing you know, all right, let's play this game and see what we can do. And we're playing a great football team, you know, on Monday. So we understand that. And at the end of the day, it starts with us. And that's all you can control is your attitude, effort, work ethic, all that stuff. So we know what we have to do.
So, Mac, one of the things that you said after the game on Thursday was that you wanted to be coached harder. How does that look to you? And do you feel like the urgency is where you want it to be with the team and the coaching staff overall?
Yeah, I think, once again, we're all super competitive. And anytime, you know, it doesn't really look good on film or things like that, we want to be coached hard, and that's what our coaches are going to do. So it's everybody just being accountable, and that's kind of the definition of tough coaching. It's having those hard conversations when, you know, something might not have gone right with a player, like, hey, you know, you did this wrong. And as a player, you kind of have to be like, okay, how can I fix it? And I think our coaches have done that, and we need to just lock in on that and, all right, what's the problem? How do we solve it? And when you watch the tape, it's, I mean, we're close, but we just got to eliminate those, you know, at this point, you know, a few plays in every game, a handful of plays that just aren't very good. And once we can fix those, then everything goes. So we understand it's us as players, and then we got to trust the coaches, which we are, and they put a lot of hard work into it, and that's what we have to do. It's a player's game, and we want to come together and play for each other.
So do you feel like you're getting enough, I guess, constructive criticism from the coaching staff in terms of understanding why plays didn't work out or why maybe the game plan when you went in that week turned out not to be the right path when you're actually in the game?
Yeah, I think those are conversations that we have, and that's internal. And you want to be able to have those with your position coach or with Matty P or with Coach Belichick and Coach Judge. Like, that's the – it's not fun at the time, maybe, like, hey, you know, you didn't do this right or it didn't look as good as in practice, but you have to have them. And I feel like we just need to do that more often and work through the problems, because, I mean, there's obviously some things we want to get better at, but that's part of life, right? You kind of have issues or things that you want to get better at, and you put them, I always say, in one bucket and you figure it out, and then the other bucket that you're doing things well, just continue to do those things good. So we're all on the same page in that regard. And like I said, we're all going to work really hard. We're all competitive. So it's just a giant, you know, collective effort of putting our best product on Sundays, Mondays, Thursdays, whenever our games are.
We're talking to Mac Jones here on the Harbor One Hotline. And Mac, speaking of Kendrick Bourne, he said a lot after that game, talking about third downs and scheming better and sort of running plays into what the defense wants you to run. Like, so do you ever just sit under center and feel like, you know, you're running a play into a defense that knows it's coming?
I think, you know, this is the NFL, as I always say, and there's great players on both sides of the ball and great coaches and team and all that stuff. And at the end of the day, it goes back to the mentality of, all right, at some point, you know, they're going to know what we're doing. We know what they're doing. It's just who can do it better. Mm-hmm. And that's the challenge that you have to kind of accept. And sometimes it is a scheme game, right? And you know exactly what's going on and all that stuff. And we have all these stuff schemed up. But a lot of times we're just kind of going to go out there and compete against another defense. And we have to compete harder and longer. And sometimes we do that, and then other times we don't. So it just needs to be more consistent. And it starts with me, right? I'm the quarterback, and that's my job, is to go out there and do my part. And I'm, you know, one part of it, but I also have leadership over a lot of guys. So we're going to work on, hey, collectively, let's have that mindset. Let's go out there, 11 guys, let's compete, dominate, like, don't wait, all that stuff. So we're kind of all in on the same page, you know, when we get together here, and make sure that we can do that.
So I guess my last question is, was Ramondre Stevenson. Does that guy ever complain about playing too much? I mean, he's a workhorse last week, you know, with Harris being down, and obviously, like, he got the bulk load of the carries. You ever worry about him doing too much?
No, I think Mondre is one of those guys that you don't have to worry about, whether it's when he's in there or when he's not. He's always got the right attitude, and he's a great example to follow in terms of he wants to be in there and he wants the ball. And when he gets the ball, he makes the most of it. So I think it's just a good example of, you know, whether it's pass protection or catching or, you know, making a guy miss in the run game. He's done it all this year, and he's just a great example. And obviously not having Damian is tough, right, for that game and all that. So Damian's a great player, and Kevin and Pierre have done a great job as young guys just trying to do their part. And I think the biggest thing for them is just go out there and play football, because it's still – a childlike game, right? You just got to go do your thing. And Andre definitely sets a great example, and Damian and all those guys. So it's a good group of guys, and Vinny's done a really good job with them.
All right, so it's time for the quarterback question of the week, which is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, where they specialize in taking care of men's sexual health. They have offices in Dedham near Legacy Place, in Salem, New Hampshire, in Marlboro serving Metro West, and now in Woburn. Mac, just in case you were wondering, you can learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. And that Woburn location has offices as early as 7 a.m., just in case. So, listen, this is a random squirrel moment question, because Mego just made me think of something. It's a two-parter. One, do you have any Louis Vuitton luggage?
That is a super personal question.
Why is that super personal? Like, no, I feel like I feel like it's a yes, and I have a
it's
bag.
Very
I
mean, specific. You okay? Yeah. Christian said
I have
that
one bag.
When he was in the league, he felt like he got caught up, and everybody has the special bag that
I
they bring on when they board the plane, and there's the photo. So he
it's like a,
still
he made
has
it moment.
This bag.
Yeah, I wonder if you have one.
Yeah. The good news is it lasts forever, right?
Absolutely.
It's an investment piece.
Yeah, so the second part, Mac, is probably something I should have asked you last year when you were a rookie. But when you did sign your rookie deal, is there anything specific that you said, okay, I want to buy this? Is there anything that you got, you know, like, you know, with your first contract in the NFL?
Like a dog?
Yeah, like, you know, yeah, some guys get a car or whatever.
I mean, technically we bought our dog, right? So
there you go.
Like, that was kind of cool. But yeah, I didn't really like have anything crazy, but just a nice puppy, Rose.
Yeah, dog. Some people look at that as crazy.
You want to ask your Alabama question?
I do. Oh, did you think NCAA think they got it right, leaving Bama out of this playoff?
Oh, Lordy. It's tough, right? I mean, two lost team and stuff, but I think, you know, they'll be back next year, so you can't really control it, but we were kind of in a similar situation in 2019. We had two losses, and obviously we didn't make it, and we weren't going to make it. But we came back next year and fought hard. So I think it's a good – you know, you want to make it every year, but sometimes it just doesn't go your way. So we'll have to see how it plays out.
All right, Mac. Well, listen, we appreciate it, taking the time, and good luck next Monday night out in Arizona. I know you guys are staying out there. We heard that this morning. So good luck out there in the West Coast.
All right, thank you.
All right, there it is. Mac Jones, your quarterback of the New England Patriots.
So he's got a Louis bag.
Yeah.
Seems like it. He didn't say he didn't have a Louis bag.
I'm trying to figure out, like, what your where the whole, so, do you have a Louis bag? Where does that even come from?
Because, Christian, we talked about this off air. I said, do you have designer luggage? Because I feel like.
That is such a, like, do I have designer luggage?
Because I feel like you would have designer luggage.
Me? Wait, wait. What part of the way I look and act leads you to believe that I,
you clean up nicely,
would have designer luggage?
Well, I'm right, because you do have designer luggage.
You just got lucky.
You said
it's like 15 years old.
I asked you.
So the answer really is no.
I knew because I asked you, and you like got really quiet, and you were like, why are you asking me that?
No.
And then you said, I have a bag.
Wait,
because you right away you thought, wait, did Kim post a picture of my luggage on Facebook? I mean, on Instagram?
It's old. It's like 15 years old. And it does last forever. And so when she said, do you have designer luggage? I'm like, well, I have a bag, but I have some crappy bag from Walmart that I put my clothes in. So it's a, you know, it's a duffel bag.
So you don't even use it?
Yeah.
Huh? So you don't even use it?
I use it. Listen, it doesn't have like wheels on it.
Is
so
it
I
the
can't
all
carry
black
around.
Louis duffel?
No, it's the old classic one.
The brown and
yes,
tan one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I just,
why
I guess,
ask that question?
So it's one of these
you think
things.
People who have designer luggage are snobs.
No. I like to see how rich people spend their money, and you're a rich guy. So
before the divorce.
It's like you and Gresh with the same mentality.
I just want to, like, you live in that palace in Foxborough.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, right
just,
next
like,
to Gronk.
With the gate.
Yeah. And I, so
keep
I just
all
wanna,
you people out.
I want to.
And the beef
like,
eater guys up front.
The one thing I like never get is the designer luggage, because I'm like, if anything gets beat up, it's your luggage, and you're putting it in the hands of other people all the time.
Yeah.
Like even a carry-on bag, you're like shoving it.
Yeah.
Especially the way that planes are now, you're like,
wait, is it a carry-on?
You fight your bag to put it in the
overhead seat. Is it a carry-on
bag? Yeah, it's a little carry-on.
Okay. So
it's nothing
like
crazy.
Luggage,
no, it's small.
Even so, like something
it's a little
could
duffel bag.
Spill in that.
I will
know.
Remember this when I got it.
Triple
I was like,
Super Bowl
I was
rings.
Like, wow, it's really nice in there. This is like really nice. Like, I don't want to mess it up. And literally 6 months later, it was destroyed.
Shoving it in.
I was like, yeah, I was like throwing it in like with a butt. It was ridiculous.
Like,
what a waste of money.
Why did you get it though? I know why you got it.
I told you why I got it because
the pictures getting on and off the
no,
plane.
No, we didn't have pictures back then getting
well,
on and off
the
plane.
Well, that's why you get it
now. I got it as status, and I also told you that I bought a pair of $3,000 Crocs shoes made of alligator skin shoes.
No, they were gators. Don't
they
say
were gators,
they're Crocs.
Gators, sorry.
Crocs are
wait,
like gardening
Crocs?
Shoes.
No, no.
You didn't buy $3,000 Crocs.
Like the Crocs
no.
my kids have?
Gators,
you spent
gators,
three
gators.
Grand on them?
Why did I call them Crocs?
I don't know.
Yeah, I had those little things in them in the top.
Cowboy boots?
Oh, there's a smiling
no,
sun.
No, they were. There was a time when everybody was buying these alligator skin shoes.
Like,
right? And they
like
called
boots?
Them gators.
Who's
no,
everybody?
No, they were just regular shoes. They weren't boots, you know, and everybody was there, you know, square toe, all this stuff. And I was like, man,
like
I
dress
guess,
shoes.
Yeah, dress shoes. So yeah, I was like, well, I guess I got to buy these stupid shoes. And they'd pass this catalog around. I'm sure somebody got a cut of it because sure enough, I bought a pair. I wore them once. They were the most uncomfortable shoes I've ever had in my life.
Got to break them in.
And I threw them away.
Mm.
You got to
throw
them
away.
I threw them away. Yeah,
you didn't give them away.
I just didn't want. I just thought. I didn't even care. I probably lost them like my Super Bowl rings.
Did the alligator have to die for you to look stupid?
I know. PETA,
yeah.
Hate you.
I did look stupid. They were so shiny. They were so shiny.
They were like
wedding shoes.
Bright white.
No, they were brown. But they were so bright you could see me a mile away. But everybody had them on. And everybody thought that was like the stupidest. It's one of those stupid, like that's what I was asking him. Like, I should have said, what's the dumbest thing you bought with your money? Right? Because I think every person who wants any poor kid, really, like I bought, you know, stupid stuff because I could never buy CDs. So I bought like $1,000 worth of CDs because I didn't have any. I was poor.
Hey, that was an investment.
So I went to Tower Records and bought CDs.
You could have joined Columbia House, though. Yeah. 20 yeah. CDs for one
I did.
Bag,
you're right.
Yeah. You have all those CDs now forever.
What an investment. I still have them in my basement in a big, giant bin. Yes, I do.
I don't judge anybody for the designer luggage. It's just like I want to be rich enough where I don't care that I can like throw this bag
up.
Around. And some guy, I'm like sitting on the plane looking over and some guy is like throwing it on a cart like he's angry at
well,
me.
Because
I'm
if
like,
you
oh,
have.
There's my. I don't even know how much they cost, like $11,000 bag or something.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.